This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I'm Wapakanapakipakar alongside Lee Chui Lin. Lin Mark is here with us for the market wrap. Lin, hello.
Hello.
It appears we're going to be talking about pilots and the airline industry.
We are.
Because Asia Pacific is going to be the driving force that's behind the demand for pilots, cabin crew, airline technicians, apparently, for over the next two decades.
Yes. So, So Boeing has published its 2018 Pilot and Technician Outlook Report this week,
right,
which showed that the Asia-Pacific is going to account for about a third of the global need for civil aviation personnel over the next 20 years. And this is tied to projections for new airplane deliveries. So approximately 40% of all new passenger airplane deliveries in the next 20 years will be coming to the Asia-Pacific.
Huh.
So the thing is, it's actually a little bit worrying because the airline industry is kind of already in the middle of a personnel shortage. They don't have enough pilots. They don't have enough new personnel being trained to meet current needs, much less the 240,000 more pilots and 317,000 new crew that Boeing thinks we're going to need by 2037.
Wow. Even with 20 years to go, that is a lot of people
lot,
you
right?
need to train.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, especially when we're talking about airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
I think you kind of want people to really know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that China is also one of the big drivers of the demand for new airline personnel.
Definitely a big part of it. So Boeing anticipates that nearly half of the new personnel who will be trained during the next two decades will wind up working in China. Southeast Asia is expecting a demand of about 48,000 pilots and South Asia 43,000. The other big driver of demand is, of course, the economic growth of the region. So Asia has some of the busiest international airways in the world. If you remember an OAG report from earlier this year, they put out a list of the top 20 busiest international air routes, right? So 14 of those operated to, from, or within Asia. The top seven routes are in Asia, and the busiest international air route was KL Singapore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was right. That was actually quite a surprising statistic. And then I remembered, oh wait, every time I search for flights, there are dozens of flights between KL and Singapore.
You're spoiled for choice, actually.
Yes, but
are,
they're all pricey.
It's true.
why wouldn't it be, right? I think
exactly.
There's a lot of business happening between the two. So, yeah, lots of reasons to fly.
Correct, correct. Let's move on to Bursa stocks. There was a fair bit of news about Petronas today. How are some of the Petronas-linked counters doing?
Actually, there's not been much movement. They kind of ended mixed. Petronas Chemicals and Petgas were in the red, while Petronas Dagangan was up 0.2% at RM27.20 a share. The biggest change was Petchem. They closed down 1.2% at RM9.46.
All right, Lindmark, yeah, you've been with us over here at BFM for about 2 years now. How are you feeling leaving this office?
A little sentimental, yeah. I also keep forgetting, like, the printer is no longer where it should be. Yeah.
Nothing is where it should be anymore. No. Nothing!
It's interesting. We're not just operating with a skeleton crew. We're actually operating in an empty office. The studio is about all that works right now.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's very, very bare.
Insight into the inner workings of BFM.
I know. After this, we are actually going to be playing Name That Tune. So keep it here on the Evening Edition. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.